Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Friday, and we've enjoyed this past week while listening to the interview with Monsignor Stephen J. Rossetti. Priesthood in a Time of Crisis is the book, his latest book that he has out. But as you notice, if you listen to the interview, and you can always go back to whatever podcast platform is your preference to hear the interview, you will hear how much community is a central aspect of human need. If you really think about that, community is a central aspect of human need. And if you kind of, let's look at the biblical aspect of that. What is it that we see from Matthew 25? When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, when I was sick, you comforted me. When I was in prison, you visited me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what is it that is all there that being part of community, and one of the ways to alleviate someone's suffering is to make sure they are part of a community. So that's something we definitely want to look at within our Catholic community. I've met people who feel that they can feel alienated from their communities, and that's a real disturbing aspect, because as you can see, community is essential. You know, a lot of people, especially in more traditional circles, don't like that word community. You'll say, well, no, we shouldn't use community. We should use parish. We should do this. However, as you can see, that one of the greatest needs, it's as much of a need as we see in Matthew 25, is food and drink, is that human connection. It's essential. That's one of the things that's so important. And I remember talking to someone who told me, who was homeless for a while, and says, you know, the most difficult part of being homeless is being alienated because no one really talks to you. Now, one of the things that I encourage people and I support encourage people to support is a place called St. Francis House here in Boston. And there are other places you can find. Why? Because that's a place where they can have breakfast and lunch, and it's a community. And not so much a community in sense, but they have that social interaction. And people forget that social interaction is just as important. Always keep that in mind, just as important as anything else. One of the things, well, actually, it comes from a column that I wrote recently over at CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. And I pointed out that as a priest, even if I'm not dressed as a priest, and if I happen to be somewhere, like say, for example, and this has happened a few times over in a place like North Station. So I'm over there and someone will go out looking for money. And so they'll approach people, and usually people will turn them away or they'll ignore them. And I feel as a priest, I don't have the right to do that. I at least have to have some in interaction. Now, I don't always, and actually very rarely, do I carry cash. It's just something that I don't do that often. I mostly do everything electronically. So therefore, I may deal with a situation where someone is looking for money and I don't have any money to give them, but I always give some kind of a social interaction. One of the issues with that is I am trained how to deal with people when things go the wrong way. I'm literally trained how to do that, and I have had that experience very rarely, but it has been known to experience, and I know exactly what to do. So I'm trained in how to do that, which most people are not. So I'm not necessarily encouraging you to respond if you feel uncomfortable in a situation. I feel I don't have the choice. Unless it's a situation such as something that happened recently where I was in New York and I was on a train and there was someone who was very, it was actually the week before the whole Jordan Neely case, but to someone calling out, you know, I'm homeless, I need money, I need this, that, and the other thing. And what I actually did was watched how the New Yorkers reacted to him for when the situation came up again, because I wanted to see what was the best way that they reacted in a way that I understood. When in Rome, do as Romans do. So when in New York, do as New Yorkers do. And many of them, he says, look, if you're not going to finish that bagel, if you're not going to finish that cup of coffee, I'll take it. And people did, very friendly, hand over cup of coffee and a bagel. Now we see the situation that happened with Jordan Neely a week later, which turned into a great tragedy. And a lot of people are calling about different failures in different aspects, but not enough people are calling out the failures of government. And one of the things that can probably be traced to the bottom of this is lack of community. In a sense, he may have not have anyone to talk to. He may not have been able to talk to someone on a human level because of his mental illness. We don't know, but we can see how important community is. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. And let other people know about that. And don't forget our own website, as you heard, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Through that website, you can connect to our other podcasts. You can see where you can hear the program on the radio. You can check out all kinds of things over there. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can send feedback. You can give us a call. You can do all kinds of things over there. So give that a try. So anyway, we're talking about this essential element of humanity and always remembering that. And sometimes one of the things that I find with people who are most afraid of is being rejected by their family, being rejected by, you know, for whatever reason, be rejected by their friends, whatever reason, for whatever has come up, that is their greatest fear, by being alienated from everybody. So that's an important reality to understand, just how important that community is. And so it's important to be people who greet others, who let other people know that we care. And sometimes, you know, we can say, well, maybe that's the role of the priest. No, actually, that's the role of the community. Had an interesting experience here at St. Anthony Parish. When I first arrived at the parish, you have to remember my predecessor, who had bone cancer. And as I said, right to his dying day, he was always in a good mood and everything else. But I took over for him because of this. And when I arrived at the parish, the mass was held around a dining room table. And I found that just very difficult for me to do. It's a very difficult way. I didn't know exactly how to do it. And I knew we had to move the mass to the church because many people, they didn't feel comfortable going. A lot of people didn't realize, and they were looking for a mass that wasn't around a dining room table. Now, of course, he had bone cancer, so it was easier for him, and that was important, especially during the winter. You know, especially during the winter when he'd have to walk over to the church in order to celebrate mass. Well, if he could celebrate mass around the dining room table. So that happened. But I moved everything over to the church. Well, what happened was we just painted a part of the church. And so while the painting was going on, we moved the mass into the sacristy in a traditional way, meaning when I say traditional way, not around a table. In other words, we have the altar, we have everything set up, we have seats in front of the altar. Some people kneel, some people don't because they're older and it would be impossible for them to kneel. So we have that situation. And then the painting, the first phase of the painting is over. And one of the things says, okay, should we move back to the church? And they said, no, we like this community setting. Now, again, people can go to Mass traditionally there, which is the way it should be. But we like this community setting. That's so important for people to understand, to be part of a community, to be part of those who are, they feel like they're part of the church. So it's always important to say hello to others, and it's always important to build that. And we're working on that. We have it very strongly in the Brazilian community. And of course, within the Brazilian community, they are united not only by their faith, but also by their culture and language. And that brings a unity there. Whereas in the English-speaking community, you have people from all different cultures who all speak different dialects of the same language. So you might say, well, dialects, well, what does that mean? Well, we have someone who comes from, who can speak English, but they may come from Africa. So they're going to speak English, we can understand it and everything else, but it's going to be a little different. You have someone who may be coming from Europe and he speaks or she speaks a different form of English. That's a reality. Those are what are known as dialects. But it's something to think of in your own parish. Always make sure that people feel welcome and people do not feel that they are alienated at all, because as you can see, community, as we learned from Monsignor Stephen J. Rossetti this week, community is an essential part of who we are. We'll talk more on Monday. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.